You're listening to A Senior Moment, the show for and about seniors. I'm your host, Joanne Rideout. I'm here in the studio, as I am every month, with Suzanne Bjornsson from Northwest Senior and Disability Services and Doug Schaefer from the Olympic Area Agency on Aging. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks so much for being here. Happy New Year. We are here today to talk about information, a lot of information and workshops that are available to you. One of the things that in this realm of senior services is that things come up in your family, things come up in your life, health issues, caregiving issues, other issues where things that you've never dealt with before, caregiving, just health issues that crop up that are age-related or related to other factors. And so as a family caregiver, as the person who may be affected by this, you know, how can you learn as much as you can about the condition that you or your loved one might have to help you really handle it and get the care that you need or that another person needs? So today we're going to be talking about primarily about Northwest Senior and Disability Services in Oregon. So Suzanne's going to be doing a lot of the talking today about services and workshops that are available to you as a member of the public that you can come in and learn about things like, you know, nobody really knows how to be a caregiver. Even when you've been a parent and cared for a child, when you start caring for an elderly relative, it's a different game. And you need, there are things that you need to know to inform yourself and also to help you stay strong and protect yourself from, so that you can fulfill this very vital role in your family. So Suzanne, let's start with you. What are you going to start with today to tell us about?
Well, coming up, we have a workshop that's called Become a Savvy Caregiver. And I'm sure a lot of listeners have heard of our program because it's been around. Michelle Lewis used to run it. And beginning February 8th, we are going to have our Savvy Caregiver workshop starting up again. And that's going to be located at Northwest Senior and Disability Services. And it's going to go on for the next, starting February 8th, for the next 6 Fridays after that. And what Savvy is it's a design program for the unpaid caregiver to assist people with any sort of dementia. So Alzheimer's would fall under that. It's a free course. And what this course is going to do is it's going to help people understand dementia and the progressiveness of it. It will also help caregivers increase their skills. It will teach how to have flexibility, how to set goals. It involves the family and the friends and the whole caregiving process so you can get that additional support. And really what it's aimed for is to reduce the caregiver health risks. Because if we've talked about this many times on our on this program, that if you don't take care of yourself as the caregiver, there's just a lot of other mishaps that are going to, you know,
right.
Fall.
It's like on the airplane when they say put your own oxygen mask on first.
Yes.
Because if you're not there, that person is depending on you to be the one who's kind of got themselves together. So it's really, so even if you aren't somebody who tends to think of themselves first, when you do that, you're actually thinking of your loved one because they need you to be there. I have a question about this dementia related workshop, which is that you know, I'm just as an example, I'm a caregiver to my dad who's going to be 98 in about a month, and he doesn't have Alzheimer's and he doesn't really have dementia. He has moments when he's a little foggy, but basically he's just really, really old. So could I, and there are a lot of issues related to that that come up as cognitive issues, like there are things he can't do for himself anymore, but could I go to, or somebody like me, go to this class and get something out of it? Would that be an okay thing to do, or?
Yes, you could get something out of it, but the one thing I'd want to project out there is it's going to be focused on dementia. But a lot of times people may not have that diagnosis, and your loved one doesn't have to have that diagnosis in order for you to go to class. So if you're noticing the cognitive loss and whatnot, and it's really affecting your relationship and you're not being able to connect and understand that individual, they might just have a undiagnosed case of dementia, you know, depending on the severity, could be very mild or whatnot. But this class is really going to help you understand that disease process or understand that aging process. So you could find it beneficial, but just know that it's going to focus a lot on the dementia side. Now, dementia think of it as a large umbrella, and there's a lot of different types of dementia, and Alzheimer's is a type of dementia that falls underneath that umbrella there. And so we're going to kind of touch on that a little bit so people have a better understanding. I mean, the one thing is, you know, going back to that gentleman that the workshop that he does out in Florida, he was speaking on how physicians, you know, might diagnose your loved one with dementia, but then from there, really understanding the steps or understanding the disease process or what to know or having knowledge or education on that, you don't really get that from them. And not that I'm faulting them by any means, because they're not in that education role necessarily, but it's kind of up to us to seek out to understand, because not understanding it can bring so much frustration to the family dynamics and so much frustration between your relationship with your loved one. So it's just really important just to have those tools, mm-hmm. a place for you to go to unwind in a sense, or to get that support from other people.
Yes.
And a lot of people who come out of this, they just find a lot of reassurance. They find that ongoing support. They find that confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, in general, anytime we can support someone that's caring for someone or has a loved one that was just recently diagnosed or have been going through it for some time, anytime we can support them, it's going to be a big win. And we're going to get a lot of benefits out of it.
Well, I think that at one time years ago, I went to a class through Northwest Senior and Disability Services that was for caregivers. And it was really great to just be in the same room with a bunch of people who were dealing mm-hmm. with the same thing that, you know, because I think a number of shows ago, Doug, you said something about how caregiving is sort of the silent secret of seniors or people around here. I mean, you don't go to a party and talk about, you know, like what the horrible experience you just had this morning with your caring for your elderly, you know, relative. And so I think that there's a lot of people carrying a lot of pain that they don't really have anywhere that they can go and talk about it. A lot of it's messy and just frightening and just exhausting. So that is kind of a hidden situation, isn't it?
It is, and I think, as we've said before on the show, it's because we don't identify as caregivers. We identify as family members, and we don't identify as anything sort of beyond that. A lot of our expectations are, well, it's mom, it's dad, it's whoever. We take care of them. They took care of us. We're taking care of them. That's just how it is. The difficulty happens then when we realize that we don't know how long we can continue to do this without some sort of support, without mm-hmm. some sort of help. One thing is that our parents are living a lot longer than their parents did. So if there is a sickness involved or some disability, they're going to have that for a longer period of time. So it's more strain on the family caregiver. But we also know instinctively that it's wrong to say it's a strain on me because I should be taking care of my parents. Now, a lot of the programs that we have for support for family caregivers do a screening so we can kind of tell where, if there's any slippage. Are you losing your identity as a spouse or a child and becoming more of a nurse and a caregiver? Is that causing a strain on your relationship? Or you feel like you're the dominant now and not the... you're the person in authority instead of your parent now. You've become your mom or your dad. And all those type of issues that we don't talk about, we don't think about.
Yeah,
But there's a screening that we do in our programs that ask the questions in several different ways so we get an idea of how high the stress load is, how high the burden is, what the identity, how that's become skewed, all of that kind of stuff. So, like you said, you don't go to a party and say, boy, you know, I was just there with dad and, you know, he's just sucking the life right out of me.
We
don't do that. I mean, it might feel like that, but we're not mm-hmm. going to go out and tell everybody that.
Yeah.
We might tell other family members that.
Yeah, right.
But it is kind of hidden in that way. It's much more prevalent than anybody thinks it is. I doubt that there's probably 4 out of 10 families that have not had to take on that caregiver role in some capacity, even if it's for a short time.
What I would say to people then, just listening to what you just said, Doug, is that one of the great side benefits that you can get by going to any of these classes is just the sense of support, you know, because I've been caring for my dad for about over a decade, you know, and after a while you just start to feel like everything is your fault, whether it is or not. I mean, something will happen that's completely like you could have done the best job on the planet and covered every base you could possibly think of. Something will happen that you didn't plan for, and then you'll feel like it was your fault. And it's, I mean, so it's almost like it's like a low-level insanity that sort of sets in if you don't have somebody
just
there to
like
say.
Like raising kids.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Well, but you think I could have done it better. Maybe I could have done it better instead of, like you said, when you're raising kids, you think back and you go, oh, I could have been a better mom or a better dad.
But or you should have worded that differently.
Right. But you're making the decisions based on the knowledge that you have
at the time,
the compassion you have at that point.
Yeah.
And we have to give ourselves some slack there.
And that's the thing, going back to when a doctor gives that diagnosis to your loved one, a lot of times people will be like, well, dementia, well, what's that? Or, you know, vascular dementia, what is that? I don't, you know, okay, they have dementia, what next? And if you don't have that education, that background, and that's what this class, Savvy Caregiver, is going to do, is going to help give you that education, giving you those tools. So then once you have those tools, you'll be able to understand how your family members perhaps processing your information.
Right.
And that's a big thing, because they're not processing the information the way that we've always seen them process. So to see that change in your loved one is, you know, coming from left field. So,
and it is a something that you have to have compassion for. They just are losing their ability to do those normal things.
Yeah,
and
that part of the brain is gone now.
It's sort of a slow,
or it comes and goes, and that's
it comes
hard,
and goes. Yes,
that's really hard for family members to grasp. Like they'll say, well, at times they're like this and they understand everything I say, and other times they don't. So I feel like they're hiding this from me, or they're just playing this game with me.
Yes,
that's part of dementia. Yeah. And a lot of times they'll say, I don't think they have it because sometimes they do this. Well, that is part of dementia. You know, you're going to have your good days and bad days. Some people will slip, and their cognition will, you know, get worse and worse and worse to keep declining. Whereas some people will have a great day or great parts of the day.
Right.
And other parts, they lose it all.
Yeah.
In a sense, for lack of
a
better term.
It sort of goes up and down. But so, I mean, it is a really character building thing. And you do learn a lot about compassion. But I think I would just urge people to be patient with themselves, because I know Doug has also talked on other shows. This just came up in my mind of the idea that if you've ever had any issues with your parents, and who hasn't, you know, if you're mad at your parent about something, you don't just stop being mad at them because they're old and sick now. And so there's that. So there are some people who have had serious issues with their parents in their lives.
And now they're their caregiver.
And now they're the caregiver.
That's another big dynamic.
Yeah, another dynamic. So at any rate, this is all really to urge you to take advantage of the stuff that Suzanne's going to tell us about in the show, because there's a lot of support there for you as a caregiver, support for you as a person who may be going through these things yourself, to learn more about what to expect. So, Suzanne, go ahead with more.
Yeah, so just to kind of cap on the Savvy Caregiver program, it is going to it's going to be February 8th, starting there. We only take up to 15 people. So when it gets filled, it gets filled, and then I'll have to reevaluate when we'll have the next one. Be great if I could get another one going on in the fall again, but, you know, about once or twice a year. But this next one, again, February 8th, it will be from 10 a.m. to noon. So it's about a two-hour commitment for six consecutive Fridays. And it will be located at Northwest Senior and Disability Services. So if they want to register for it, they can just call our office and we will get them registered to attend. Okay. So again, the first 15 people. So
okay.
You know, and a quote that I came across, which is a really great quote, and that we all should think about. So it's not mine, but it says there are four kinds of people in this world: those who have been caregivers, those who are currently caregivers, those who will be caregivers, and those who will need a caregiver. So that's something really important to keep in mind.
Yeah. Interesting. Wow. And it's much easier, I would say, from what I've observed, to be the caregiver of with all the difficulties than to be the person who's being cared for. Because nobody wants to be the one who can't help take care of themselves. I see that. That's a really big issue.
Absolutely. And then to kind of switch hats, we have another program coming up in our community. It's our diabetes prevention program.
Oh, that sounds like a really important one. That's a pretty big health issue for people. And this information is not necessarily just for seniors. This is for everyone.
Correct. And this this has kind of been a growing topic across the country. Yeah. So all the different communities are kind of jumping board. Insurance programs are jumping board, but usually your insurance will cover it. If not, we'll look at options to get people into the program. But this is a program for people that are pre-diabetic, before they have that diabetes diagnosis. It's going to help educate, help give you information on eating habits and ways to prevent diabetes, to maybe reverse that process. So we've got some sessions coming on in our county. We actually have three different areas that are going to be holding the classes. And February 28th, there's going to be an info session at Northwest Senior and Disability Services from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Again, me throwing these dates and times out for our different programs, you guys can just call our office and we can get this information to you.
And we'll give that contact information at the end of the show, as we always do every month.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, so if you're interested, this is an ongoing program. So you're going to have about 16 weekly sessions in a group setting. And then from there, it's going to be follow-up monthly sessions. So it's about a year commitment. 16 weekly ones, then after that, just 6 monthly sessions. But to gather more information, attend the information session and see if it's right for you. But just what a great way to help preventing diabetes and just getting more education on that, because this is a growing disease,
right,
in our country.
Public health issue.
Mm-hmm. So the other locations, there is a local clinic in Astoria that's going to be having the classes beginning April 4th. And then Columbia Memorial Hospital, they'll be beginning some classes on May 7th. So we're going to have them starting in March, April, and May. So it's going to be something ongoing in our communities.
Mm, that's
so something really,
really
growing.
So, and Doug, just a question, since in this particular show we're talking a lot about things that are being offered in Oregon, what about people on the peninsula who might want to attend some of these things?
Well, for the Oregon ones, for the one over here in Astoria, a lot of our clients over there, a lot of our population over there, their doctors are already over here in Astoria. And a lot of the residents over there utilize Columbia Memorial. So that usually isn't an issue if the insurance covers it over here for their doctors and for the hospital. It more than likely will cover these classes also. Other people, if they're on only on Medicare or Medicaid, that becomes maybe more of an issue, and they would have to do some research on that to see if that would be covered out of state. However, I also encourage the people on the Washington side of the river to contact their local hospitals and the county health clinics, because they also do medication management, managing chronic diseases, diabetic education. The hospitals have diabetic educators that hold classes open to the community. So those are available over there, too.
Mm-hmm. And Columbia Memorial here, Suzanne, has its own programs, right,
mm-hmm.
for things. So in your own community, you might just ask around, you mm-hmm. know, give your local hospital a call and see if there's something that, you know, they might be able to help, you know, they might have a class going on that...
And they do periodically schedule them over there, but it's mm-hmm. not on a – I don't know what the dates are for this year yet.
So there are some of these these classes at Northwest Senior and Disability Services that are open to everyone, no matter where they live. And so you would just need to call them and ask about something, and they mm-hmm. can tell you. I mean, I think that sort of goes with anything, any of the information on the show. We have these two great organizations in Oregon. It's Northwest Senior and Disability Services, which is what Suzanne – is with them, and Doug is with the Olympic Area Agency on Aging in Washington State. And those two agencies are tremendous. They have tremendous information. All you have to do is call them and ask them, and they can direct you. Even if it's not something we're talking about on the show, they can steer you to somebody who might be able to help you. And lots of information. I mean, that's one of the great things about this show, is that it brings this information to people who wouldn't even know it was there. I mean, there's all sorts of programs about all sorts of things that... So I guess the thing is that if you have some kind of problem, a health issue in your family, especially related to elder care, give these organizations a call. We'll give the contact number at the end of the show and just say, this is what I'm dealing with. Is there anything that you have any kind of program that could help me? And they will go out of their way to make sure that you have whatever information that they have that could help you. So Anyway, if you don't remember anything else we said, get the phone numbers at the end of the
call
show
us.
And call. Yeah. So go ahead, Suzanne.
Just to speak more on that, the health and wellness classes in Clatsop County, they're happening at the local hospitals. We have a list of different courses at Columbia Memorial, at Clatsop Community College. Some of our local clinics also have some really good classes. Some of them would be like Tai Chi classes or Qigong, and those are for body movement, more physical activities. There are classes for supporting heart health and nutrition, art therapy, cancer supports, things like that. So the big ones right now that we're talking about are the diabetes prevention program. That's kind of like the big hot topic. Other things that we've got going on in our community coming up is our Get a Grasp on Medicare. I know we just ended fall open enrollment, but there's still people who are turning 65 or new jumping onto Medicare, and they need the information and want some answers. So again, this is going to be like a Medicare 101. Get the basics, learn about what Part A, Part B, and Original Medicare is, how to choose a Part D prescription drug plan. So the class that I have coming up is going to be at Columbia Memorial Hospital in their Coho room, which is across from the Maritime Museum. And that will be January 31st at 11 o'clock in the morning. And you can just drop in, or you can give our office a call and let us know that you're going to attend. But really kind of it's going to give you your Medicare choices, and it will, I like to have kind of a question and answer at the end, and let it kind of be open for everybody.
Okay. Well, we got about, I guess we could, we've got about 5 minutes left. We could go into the contact information part. So why don't I say, okay, well, we've given you a lot of information. We've kind of been ruminating about various things relating to caregiving on this show, but basically there are a lot of, the point today is that there's a lot of workshops. Some of, we didn't get to all of them even, that you could participate in if you want to, that relate to your own health, family members, caregiving, all kinds of things that could be really helpful to you. These are free offerings. We're talking about Northwest Senior and Disability Services in Oregon, but even people in Washington State can benefit from these classes. So we're going to go into our contact information part of the show, where we tell you where you can call. So why don't we start with you, Suzanne, about Northwest Senior and Disability Services. How do people get a hold of your organization?
Yeah, to connect and get some more information about our classes, workshop, and what's going on in our community, they can call 503-861-4210.
Okay, great. And Doug?
Well, for South Pacific County in the Long Beach area, they can call 360-642-3634. And in North County around the Raymond South Bend area, they can dial 360-942-2177. Or they can go to our website at www.o3a, and that's the number 3.
And that's for the Olympic Area Agency on Aging in Washington State. So you have been listening to A Senior Moment, the show for and about seniors. We come to you every month to talk about issues relating to families and seniors and caregiving and lots of other related things. I'm Joanne Rideout. I've been here in the studio today with Suzanne Bjornson from the Northwest Senior and Disability Services Agency and Doug Schaefer from the Olympic Area Agency on Aging. Between them, they cover both sides of the Columbia in our listening area and lots of information there. So thanks so much for listening to A Senior Moment. Happy New Year, and we'll see you next time.